Hello?
Hello there, my name is Renee. I'm calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter of Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Are you somewhat interested, not interested or very interested in or not at all interested in the governor's race for statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Would that be very interested?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic,
Black.
Asian. Black, thank you. Thinking about the condition of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
A little satisfied.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of public school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, or a little important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important, thank you. When you hear your friends and neighbors and coworkers discuss the quality of education in New Orleans, do you express their confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or no confidence at all?
A little confidence.
If the New Orleans public schools had 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote against?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Because of the rising the cost of homeowners, expensive residents should not support property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one would you say?
The second one.
Thank you. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for several reasons. For each of these following, tell me if you would be not at all influenced a little, or somewhat influenced and strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, or not at all?
Somewhat influenced.
Thank you. Learning that the public school district has facilities that management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all influenced?
Somewhat influenced.
Thank you. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all?
Little influenced.
Thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
A little influenced.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all?
A little influenced.
Thank you. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home is currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all?
A little influenced.
Thank you. Learning that this is a millage renewal, that and will not increase your property taxes. A little influenced, not influenced at all.
A little influenced.
Thank you. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Probably will for. Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have asked you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent or child of a New Orleans public a parent or child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
I'm not a parent.
Okay. A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
I'm not a teacher.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Thank you. So, would you say not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
I don't work for any schools.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that you're a parent or a child enrolled in a parent or a child in your household is enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay, thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
31 to 49.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
Some college.
Some college? Thank you. Do you rent or own your home?
Rent.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really appreciate the help. You have a good day.
Sure, no problem.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Anything else?
That's about it.